AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradlett. Officials in Denmark aren't saying if two shootings in Copenhagen are linked. One apparently targeted an artist who had caricatured the Prophet Muhammad. The other was near a synagogue. One person was killed, three injured in the first shooting, which officials are calling a terror attack. AP correspondent Jan Olsen reports on the second shooting hours later.
Three people have been injured. One was shot in the head, and the two others were shot in the arms and legs. The two others are police officers.
The gunman fled on foot. A Valentine's Day storm is bringing snow and dangerously high winds to New England for the fourth time in less than a month. Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency spokesman Travis Hengen says the state had already asked for outside help to clear the enormous amounts of snow from earlier storms.
To come in and help clear some of the snow that exists, to make the roads passable, and to remove snow from some of the key areas and things like the fire hydrants and public safety buildings.
A blizzard warning is in effect for coastal areas from Connecticut to Maine through Monday morning. President Obama is sending his labor secretary to California in hopes of ending a contract dispute that has slowed West Coast imports.
With dozens of loaded cargo ships waiting in the waters off the 29 ports from L.A. to Puget Sound, President Obama is dispatching Labor Secretary Tom Perez to meet with the unions and the port operators in an effort to find a way to end their dispute. The two are at odds over a number of issues. A White House spokesman says the hope is Perez can convince both sides to quickly settle their differences. I'm Tim McGuire.
Michele Ferrero, the world's richest candy maker, whose company makes Nutella, has died at age 89 in Monte Carlo, where he lived. He'd been ill for some time. This is AP Radio News. The government has approved the development of apples that resist browning.
Arctic Golden and Arctic Granny Smith apples will be developed by a company in Canada that resist turning brown after they are sliced or bruised. The Agriculture Department gave its okay, saying the apples aren't likely to have a significant impact on the human environment. This could boost sales of apples for salads and snacks. The nonprofit Center for Food Safety questioned whether browning resistance will mask apples that no longer are fresh. The first Arctic apples are expected to be available in small test markets late next year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hundreds of couples gathered in Newark, New Jersey on Valentine's Day for what officials called a sweetheart deal, the chance to buy land on the cheap and build a home there. Officials made 100 vacant, city-owned lots available exclusively to couples during a sale at City Hall. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.